welcome to the Friday Good Day program, 10/11. Too bad it wasn't this day last year when it was 10/11/12. It doesn't quite work as well when you say 10/11/13. 13, yeah, exactly. Oh. Hike. The last person I talked to last night was Jennifer Horn. First person I'm talking to today, Ken was the first. And then, of course, there's Michael. But Jennifer's...
The third person you talked
to
today.
Yes, right.
Yes.
All right, so let's get... That doesn't count all the people that I've talked to already on the phone. At 888...
I typed you in and I woke you up.
302-3684. Right. Well, we did have a nice conversation on my way back to the hotel. So we had a lot of activity yesterday at the Talkers Convention. Maybe we'll yak about that later on. That's not as important as getting to the issues of the day. The president and the members of the Republican hierarchy a meeting, and even though Press Secretary Jay Carney, I think we've agreed, is kind of a Jerkelberger.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
well,
technical term. He's a Jerkelberger.
That is a technical term.
Yes, it is. Anyway, the discussion about the extension of the debt ceiling without conditions, give Obama part of what he asked for. He wanted the Republicans to reopen the government, raise the government's debt limit. Doesn't look like the government's going to reopen to me. Am I reading this right or not?
I think it will at some point. They'll come.
No, yeah, at some point.
You
but under, if this discussion of what they are talking about here comes to fruition, does the government sort of completely reopen?
I don't think it's such a jerk because they say the government is closed. Yeah, this is
but
the most
isn't.
Government has worked probably in the entire last, what, 8 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Don't you think?
Sad but true, yeah.
Sad but true. But honestly, is there, is that like 14% of the government isn't functioning, and what is being done and where the criticism is really coming, although the Republicans taking a lot of heat, and I guess with justification for some of their positions, there are still playing. I think the Republicans have an approval rating of 24%. The president has an approval rating of like 27%. So
right.
We're not
no one's
about,
winning big around here.
Yeah. So those who would play hardball here are suggesting the reason they are is because people will forget. By this time next year, are you going to forget? 888-302-3684. I thought it was pretty interesting as an anecdotal side note to this, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The Center for American Progress wrote a sort of an op-ed piece in the Washington Times about the members-only gym in the House of Representatives. It stayed open. Mm-hmm. During the shutdown, has stayed open. People are trying to get Speaker Boehner to shut it down because they say it's not fair to keep the members' gym open while the gym used by the staffers is closed.
But to be fair, they don't have any towels in that member side, so you know that's a bummer.
Oh, there it is. Oh.
Didn't you hear them complaining that they didn't have any clean
towels? Yeah, that was mm-hmm. that was earlier in the week, I think, wasn't it?
It was.
No towels. Unga bunga. 888-302-3684. A lot of people are talking about the Washington Redskins changing their name.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has been floating around not only this week, not only this month. It's been floating around a lot this year. It's sort of taken people's attention. And I, in a sort of cynical way, suggest maybe this is the reason that this has become an issue because there are a lot of the owners who don't like Dan Snyder, number one. Number two, there's so much heat on the NFL because of the controversy regarding helmets mm-hmm. and injuries and deaths and suits and all that other stuff. So let's distract from that by having some phony issue come to the surface about the name on the Redskins and when it's going to get changed and why doesn't he do it and it's terrible and yada, yada, yada. So Kenny, who's been watching very closely some of the comments that have come from people that are posting on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Notice how I say that quickly, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So bring us up to date on some of the pithier comments there, Kenny.
Well, Janice says that this really bothers her. Only in America can degrading a living, breathing race be acceptable.
Really? She obviously hasn't been
How
overseas
much. How is that degrading,
much.
Just as a clarification?
Because Redskins is a slur. It's the same as the N-word.
But the Redskins were founded by Indians.
Is it really? It's considered in the same league as the... I didn't know that.
That's where the term came from.
Really?
They were considered slaves and less value, less worth.
So why has it taken so long then? We have dealt with the issue of black skin. So why has it taken so long for the Redskins thing to surface? Is it convenient, or is it really, I understand, and I didn't know that, so you told me something, and I'm sure a lot of people listening didn't know it either, that was the origin of it. So, I mean, the red man, that's what the old-timers used to call it, the people who were settling the plains used to refer to them as the Redskins. There certainly was a lot of stuff that was done that was negative in their name that they didn't do. We all know that.
If it was negative, according to Dan Snyder, and according to a letter that he wrote back to his fans, it was actually founded by people in the Indian Nation.
The football team 81 years ago?
Yeah.
Really?
That's a part of what his letter said. That was his rebuttal to it, that it was founded by someone who had Native American blood.
Anything like that showing up in any of the conversation you got there, Kenny?
No, not really. Rosa says Redskin is a derogatory term. I don't care if you say it nicely. Do you say the N-word nicely to anyone and say, I'm honoring you? I know that's been part of the argument that it's supposed to be a way of honoring Native Americans.
So what do you think about this, Kenny? I can tell kind of in your tone that you think we're on the wrong page, or at least I'm on the wrong page.
Well, I think given what the word came from, even if you say that that's not what you mean when you use it now, we would never have a team that was named the N-word or Chinaman or any other derogatory
slur. The New York N-word, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't be able to beat him.
Nice, Jimmy.
And then there's this comment from Stuart who says, I live in the South and we're offended by the name Yankees. Can you change that?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Somebody's going to be offended by something.
Yeah.
But maybe in this circumstance, Kenny's given me something else to think about, though, that I wasn't thinking about before because I didn't know it. What is the old expression? Ignorance is bliss. I did not know the origin. So you just helped me maybe change my mind a little bit on this. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. If you are over the age of 40 and have a concern about your blood pressure, let me help you out. I'm not going to help. I'm just going to tell you how to get help by calling a number to get Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts the nitric oxide level in your body, which naturally widens the arteries, improves their elasticity, maintains healthy blood pressure levels, boosts men's libido. Both men and women's sexual performance is going to be enhanced by this. So you got something good all the way around here in Heart Factors Plus. Do I need to give you anything more to think about? It's been used by tens of thousands of Americans, and people who are worried about their blood pressure find this to be kind of a good way to go because there are so many prescription drug worries that people have today. This is all natural. It's healthy. Dr. Ken says it's A-OK. So you can get yours by dialing 800-577-8560. Promote healthy blood pressure. 800-577-8560. Keep your body healthy. It's like when we talk about some of the prostate products. Feed your prostate. This feeds your heart and your system. And you get a 30-day supply free when you call 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Stephan, and they'll send you the complete month supply. You'll pay a little shipping fee. That's all. Results. That's what you want. That's what you'll get. Lower your blood pressure. Keep it low with Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil, fueling connections.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Members of the team here would include Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen, and I guess we'll bring Stan in to be a member of the team. Stan's listening in Jonesboro, Arkansas, with a thought on the name change. It's the name. We could put that to music. It's the name change. Remember Shirley Bassey and the name game?
The name
it's
game,
the name
yes.
change. All right, Stan,
let's
so what's
do
your...
Redskin. Oh.
Right, that's... Okay, Stan, you going to straighten this out here or not? What's going on?
How about the Washington Scandrels?
Scandrels?
Yeah.
Or just the Washington Scandals would be all right.
Well, Scandrels or Scandrels.
Scandrels. How about the, it's the Scandals. I know you're putting two words together. I get paid by the word, too, sometimes. So if I put Scandals and Scandal together, it would be Scandrels. Scandrels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
That just about fits them. Just now, I think the Indian organization got after us because we was using the Arkansas Indians.
Yeah, what do you call them now?
The Red Wolves.
The Red Wolves?
Yeah.
I think
is that a lot better?
Wolves are going to be pretty offended by that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's a Red Fox.
Oh, Red Fox.
I had a high school also, Stan. I was the Alamany Indians, and my Indians got changed to the Alamany Warriors. So now when I read the paper and try to see how my team is doing, I always forget what they're called. Because when I went there, they were the Indians.
Yeah.
That's right, Sam. Hey, thanks. 888-302-3684.
Here's what I don't get, Doug. And you know, I am sensitive and respectful of pretty much everybody, right? Wouldn't you
except
agree?
When you're off the air. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, give me a break. But why are we pandering to a minority group of people all the time? Like, it just seems like this has become a trend in our society to pander to the one guy who is upset about the name. There is a couple of polls that I've just Googled while we were off the air that 800 Native Americans were polled in 48 states, and it showed 9 out of 10 did not find the name offensive. He also, in this little thing here, goes on to say that 79% of those surveyed said the team should keep its name. Why do we worry about the minority? And as Michael brought up when we were chatting about this, producer Michael, who's very smart, that name didn't start out having negative connotations. It grew to have some negative connotations. So when do we decide when it becomes offensive?
Is that the case with the N-word, too, do you think, Kenny? It didn't have negative...
I think it was always bad.
No. It was always bad. It was a variation on the word on Negro.
Negro, yeah. We don't use Negro anymore, but Negro doesn't seem to be offensive. I remember when I was a kid... the fellow who worked with my uncle as basically his house man, took care of the house and cooking and that sort of thing, we were told he was a Negro. I never referred to him. I didn't pay any attention. It's funny what you grow up around. See, this is it. What people are sensitive to is dependent on what they grow up around. I have never paid much attention to skin color because I was around a lot of black people as a kid growing up. So it didn't faze me one way or another. Anyway, 21 after this, good day.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back. Stop collection calls. bills and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'm here on you, say what you will.
Wheels from Yellow House Canyon.
Hell on Heels.
Oh, did I say wheels?
Yeah.
You know, nobody would have noticed the difference, Michael, if you hadn't told me that it was Hell on Heels.
Jen noticed.
I just said it.
Did you say it on the air, Jennifer? Once again, correct me again on the air.
Because I love country music, and I just want you to sound like you do, too.
I know. Well, we had a big discussion yesterday at the Talkers Convention about credibility.
Yes.
And whether or not people are telling the truth, some of the things that are more serious. And I was sitting there sort of grinning to myself, thinking, but people tease me all the time, because I take stories and sort of twist them around sometimes.
You make them your own.
If there's no consequence to it, if it's not a heavy news story, I turn things around sometimes, just for the fun of it, just because the story is sometimes better if you make it your own.
And he totally means to do it. Wink, wink.
Right. Anyway, Yellow House Canyon, one of the finalists in the group factor, I guess, on the X Factor. Is that right?
Yes.
So there's a group called Forever in Your Mind and Restless Road, Sweet Suspense, Alex and Sierra, Roxy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so the time is 25 after the hour, and it's appropriate at this time in this hour of the program for us to spend a little time with the late-night shows. A lot of people were taking shots at Arsenio yesterday. Did you notice that?
No.
We were, the Talkers' semi-annual convention or get-together, and we had one in New York in the spring and one here in the fall in Los Angeles, and one of the things that came up was the lack of talent that is exhibited not only in the radio, certainly not here, but on television as well. And so here's the first thing that people took a shot, and it was amazing, the number. The best thing we could come up with all the talent around, is Arsenio, and the audience sort of responded to that.
Really?
As we were talking about some of the other
things. Arsenio alone. Come on.
Yeah. He is a good interviewer, but he's not good in the monologue. That's why we don't have him here anymore. We have the people who are better in the monologues, like Jay Leno, and here he is laughing about Obamacare.
Remember the other day when California's health insurance exchange said that over 5 million people went to their website the first day of Obamacare?
Yeah.
Turns out they were off by 4.4 million. Only 645,000 hits it got. It turns out those are the same guy just trying to log on over and over. Come on, come on. You got to be careful. You know, with the Obamacare, there are a lot of scams associated with it. People trying to, you know. For example, guys, if you're at the airport and the TSA agent grabs you and tells you to cough, that is not Obamacare. That is something totally different.
I just heard this on the radio. They're talking about scientists, and you know how smart scientists are. They say that New York City, where we are now, the town so nice, they named it twice,
yes,
In 45 years, this city will be uninhabitable.
Whoa.
First thing I thought was, you know what? We better tell Congress.
Oh.
Because this is the kind of thing they're going to want to get right on.
Oh.
There. Talk about irony. In 45 years, the city will be uninhabitable, and that's the same day to the day that they will finish the Second Avenue subway. Go figure.
The shutdown is still happening, but it looks like there may be some progress. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner had a closed-door meeting to discuss the government shutdown. No word on how it went, although I did think it was super weird when they put a sock on the doorknob. That was just how I go. Normal, right? I'm not going to do anything.
Not judging.
No. Actually, people who listened in on this closed-door meeting with John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi, they thought they heard a woman crying and then being comforted by Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. All right, time for our 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Who is Kwame Kilpatrick, and why is he in the news? Kwame Kilpatrick.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Things going on here in the mix and conversation.
Say that
Doug's
again.
Good Day program. Jennifer Horton, Ken Kessler, you at 888-302-3684. A lot of activity on our Facebook.com/Good Day Show website and Twitter as well. Letters emailed to Doug at DougStefan.com, Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Ken at DougStefan.com. The 2020 News Quiz question follows our people in the news. Yeah, the area, and most people are, people like to hear about other people. They want to know what's going on. So, Kwame Kilpatrick, why is he in the news? Who is he? And why is he in the news? 888-302-3684. You got about 5 minutes to answer that question. It's well prized to the person who figures it out. Who is Kwame Kilpatrick? Interesting juxtaposition of names there.
Absolutely.
Kwame Kilpatrick, what's his deal? Why is he in the news? His reason for being, who was he versus who he is, and what's he in the focus of or for? 888-302-3684. People in the news. Janet Yellen. All right, we've taken care of her. There's nothing else to talk about with her. She's going to be the Fed chairman.
Got a new job.
End of story. All right, Joseph A. Bank. You know who he is?
The guy that makes suits.
Actually, I thought this was kind of an interesting story, and it just came out of nowhere. Sort of one of those left-field things. Men's Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You see the ads, like the way I look? Right.
I mean, you like the way you look?
George Zimmer says you like the way you look.
Not to be confused with George Zimmerman.
So, the folks at Joseph A. Banks, which is a smaller company, decided they wanted to own the Men's Warehouse. So they are going to pay $2.3 billion. Joseph A. Bank interests are going to pay George Zimmer $2.3 billion for the Men's Warehouse chain. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
But you know why they do it? Well, here's the reason that these things get done the way they do. It's pretty much the reason Kmart took over Sears. It's a real estate play.
Right.
They're buying all those leases.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And because the actual, whatever they're selling, whatever anybody's selling anywhere, that all can be replenished. The supply is never ending of suits, like the supply is never ending of whatever they sell at Sears. But those real estate leases and the buildings that they own or land that they own, you're not going to rebuild that. You're not going to, you know, there's no more of those. So these things become very important in terms of expansion. So the Men's Warehouse yesterday started the day, price of the shares, $45. And at the end of the day, $52 is where they were trading. So in one day, it jumped $7.
Wow.
Wow. That's pretty. Anyway, Joseph A. Banks, best known for buy one, get two free.
Yeah.
Or is it the other way around?
Buy one and
get another one free?
Get another one free. Yeah. And they always give you socks. It's like a package. You get the suit.
They actually have reasonably, you know, there are a lot of these places where you buy really, if you go to Target and buy clothing, you get cheap crap.
Actually, Marshalls, not anymore. Target's really? Gotten really good.
But you would find better designers. Quality at places like the Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Banks.
Well, for suits, definitely, because they specialize in suits.
Slacks.
So they're
going
to know how to tailor them.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I would like to make a small plea here. Can I take about 10 seconds?
What's that?
Can I make a plea here?
Yeah.
Men, wear suits again.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Why didn't you tell me? I was yesterday.
Well thought out.
Well, what did you think of what I was wearing yesterday?
Oh, I thought, actually, I was going to tell you. This is weird. Strangely, you looked very hot to me yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
I don't know. You just looked really good yesterday.
Well,
and I'm not even just saying that. Like, I don't know, like, the whole vibe you had, it was kind of like hurried businessman. He had, like, the jacket with the jeans. You looked very good.
Really?
Huh. That's where you say thank you. You don't have to blush.
I'm not. I have, there's a little blush, but I say thank you. Hey, you know, I've gotten that a lot lately, the last month or so, and that's because there are a lot of things that I feel like my things are changing mentally, physically, emotionally, a lot of different stuff. So thank you for noticing.
Yeah, no, I honestly, this is like, I was like, wow, Doug, look at
you. Did you hear, you were there for when we were talking about, and please, everybody, give me 60 seconds here and then we keep moving.
I only asked for 10 for for men to wear suits again.
Well, those people who are new to the program who do or do not know who I am and what goes on here, one of the things when we were together, your father was on one panel, I was on another panel, and we were talking about moving forward in the careers. I did, in fact. You weren't there, but I did give you a shout-out, in fact.
You could tell me anything, and I would believe you.
Well, I did.
I talked about you the entire hour.
No, I didn't do that, but I did. I talked about you and Roberta. Matter of fact, I said Roberta was a fugitive from Stern and Imus, and she'd been with me for 20 years, and that you were the daughter. I'd known you since you were a kid, and you have such brightness. People there all know you, and pretty much everybody who knows you, I've never heard anybody say anything other than great things about you. Like Norm Pattis was really into your eyes yesterday.
He was.
He was like all over those eyes.
I hope I sealed that deal for you.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it would be cute if I
you
called you a
hurt.
Pervert. When I called you a pervert and walked away.
Yeah. You didn't hurt. Let's put it that way. Anyway, so we were just talking. Everybody, when they go up there, they talk because other people want to know the story about what's going on in one's career. Because I used to say there were 200 good jobs in talk radio, and there aren't any more. Larry Wilson, who owns a group of stations, a very good guy. I've been in the radio business for a long time, is right. He said there are about 70 good jobs now. And there are only about 20 people. And he was going through them, and he sort of winked at me when we were talking about this. There are maybe 20 people who do this nationally that most people know. When you mention their name, you know who they are.
Right.
And it's either longevity size of audience or whatever the heck it is. So anyway, people were teasing me because this week was the start of the 26th year of doing this program. And it also, next month, is the start of the 50th year of me being on the air. And so I looked at Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. You can go to their website anytime and see lots of great things, interesting things happening in the world of news talk radio. And I looked at him and I said, nobody's ever given me an award and nobody's ever given me a dinner. And the audience clapped. it was funny. Anyway, back to what's real here. One more minute for the 2020 News Quiz question. Kwame Kilpatrick, who is he and why is he in the news? Also in the news today, the names of people in the news. I want to know, maybe I'll save this for the next hour because I have another name. I always love asking these questions because they do get people to focus on some of the things that are in the news. I am completely fed up with all of this nonsense. There are four different stories today about Kris Jenner, Bruce Jenner.
Oh, it's all the people are talking about.
It is just a bunch of...
And I got news for you. They weren't happily married a month ago, and we weren't talking about it. Now, all of a sudden, just because he happens to be living in down the street,
I am so... I don't even like this term, sick and tired, but man, is it tiresome to listen to all the whining.
It's just the Kardashians are so polarizing.
But how do
all
they
people
get,
want to talk about this.
Why?
I don't
what
know.
What happens here? She's 57. She's trying to hustle some guy who's 31 who was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
What's his name? Flajnik?
I never know how to say his name. Ben Flajnik, I think.
Flajnik.
He works at, I should know him because he's in the wine industry, but I have no idea who he is. Yeah. He works at a family winery up in Sonoma, and apparently she has a huge crush on him. And
all right, so I don't really know. I wouldn't know her if I fell over her. Is she a good-looking woman? Would I?
I think that she is. I think I was looking at her
yesterday. Is she plastic, made up?
Very made up.
Yeah.
Very made up. And she's had some work done, but I think she looks pretty good. I would say she's attractive.
Yeah. Well, I just find all of
short hair, dark hair, very severe.
From friends, Kathy Lee Gifford was posting about it. Bruce Jenner's two sons were posting about it. It's just such a bunch of hooey. Aye. All right, so I've said my piece, and that's it. You're not going to hear any more about that today. If Jennifer wants to talk about him, I'll not be listening. And, Kenny, you're ordered right now to turn it off as well.
Oh, great. Thanks. Those are my two listeners.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Who do we have? Bill? Michael, who am I talking to here? Bill, I'm talking to Bill. All right, Bill, who's Kwame Kilpatrick, and why is he in the news?
He was the mayor of Detroit, and now he's getting put in prison because of corruption.
28 years in the slammer. He was the mayor from 2002 until 2008. During that time, he inflated his bank account with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in city funds. According to the evidence that was presented at his trial, he traveled the country in private planes, strong-armed his campaign fundraiser for stacks of cash, which were hidden in her bra. He was convicted of racketeering, conspiracy, fraud, extortion, tax crimes. He says, I'm ready to go so the city can move on. This guy's only 43 years old. And he's going to spend 20, and there won't be, there's not going to be a lot of crying for this guy, apparently. He dumped a lot of people along the way. And those, when you do that, you're asking for it, right? I mean, nobody's going to, if he's in for 28 years, I'm betting he's going to stay there. Now, here's my read on that. I don't have any sense that he shouldn't be punished, but how much money has he got in his bank account right now? And how much is it going to cost us for keeping him in jail 28 years? It'll be
work on him paying
$40,000. Right? Well, I want him to go to work. I don't want him to go to jail.
Yeah.
Let him go to work and do something. We're paying some guy. You know, I remember getting into this argument. As a matter of fact, it was here in Los Angeles when I was on KABC a number of years ago. I said something like this on the air, and a bunch of union guys got on the phone, called me up, and said, what do you mean, give somebody like that? And I don't even remember who it was, but it was some public figure. I said, put them to work on the street, you know, the garbage collection detail,
yeah,
whatever.
I agree with you. Make them pay things.
So these guys called and attacked me. What do you mean? Well, this guy's going to take away good union jobs. And I didn't have a retort at the time for that, other than how can you be so selfish? You're worried more about the union? How much is it going to cost your union members to keep this guy in jail for 28 years?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that at all. Anyway. All right, so Bill. Where'd Bill go? Yeah, Michael, you got him on hold? Give him a nice prize. And
congratulations, Bill.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Prize
thank
you,
Bill.
For me.
Thank you, Boston. 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. You have bags under your eyes?
Yes.
Puffiness under your eyes?
Yes.
Men, puffiness under eyes, bags under eyes. Women, yes. It's a problem. Problems get solutions. They are to be solved. You have a problem with this puffiness and bags under your eyes? New technology, new product, and new effect. The product is called GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. It's incredibly powerful. It is guaranteed to show results. In 12 hours, you'll see a difference, or you'll get your money back. 12 hours. And by the way, if you keep doing this for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, once you get your puffiness gone, these people aren't foolish. They know if it works, you're going to want to keep using it. And that's why they're giving you all kinds of incentives to call 800-543-9262. Let's get you trying GenuCell risk-free, 800-543-9262. You'll see what it does for your eyes. You'll become a disciple. You'll tell others about it. This is what Roberta's trying it. I didn't give it to you, Jennifer, because nothing wrong with your eyes, according to Norm Pattis, anyway. 800 800- 543-9262. Brilliant results have been reported for both men and women. So why not get on the bandwagon? And by the way, we mentioned Doug Steffen. Dialing 800-543-9262, you get a jar of Esotique, which is a wonderful face cream that goes along with Genucel. So help yourself, good skincare products, good results, or your money back. 800-543-9262.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
888-302-3684. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. If you go to NobelPrize.org, you'll see the run-through of all of the announcements that have been made this week. And then they haven't been able to reach an agreement, they haven't been able to reach these people to tell them, but everybody in the news is talking about it, so somebody there must know what's going on, right? Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm, you would think.
Yeah. And this may be, you think it's coincidence because of all the things going on in Syria? These people were the ones who really have pushed the UN to get in there and do something. As a matter of fact, I think, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, or Kenny, if you know the story, that these people are really the watchdogs. The UN shouldn't be involved in this at all. These people are the ones who, it's an international group of folks who are, I guess you'd say, conscious. But what does it take to get you to be conscious about using chemical weapons? Who'd be for that? Really? I mean, can you imagine? I'm for the use of chemical weaponry.
The guy who's holding them and is looking for control, maybe, but maybe. No normal person would say
other
it.
Other than that, no. So, have all the announcements been made now? All of the Nobel Prizes have been awarded? Is anybody, I'm just going back through the list in my mind.
Yeah, I don't think any of us won this year.
I was so close. I think I was reminded.
Oh, I was still waiting to hear.
You better stay by your phone, Kenny.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Yeah, you can never tell.
Ken and I and our dreams.
Right, exactly. The FBI arrested four men, including two rabbis, yesterday for forcing Orthodox Jewish men to grant their wives religious divorces. This is a very, very interesting case. Mendel Epstein, Martin Womack, Ariel Potash, and Fnu Liu.
I'm sorry?
Fnu Liu. Or Fnu. It's Fnu Liu. I don't know how you pronounce it, but. Spell, listen to this. Fnu Lnu. Anyway, they were nabbed by the FBI after they raided a. I think this is a synagogue in Suffern, New York. In Brooklyn, at least one more location in New Jersey, the criminal complaint says unhappy wives would hire tough guys with approval from rabbis to beat up their husbands and force them to consent to a divorce. Yeah, there's a couple of ideas there you haven't thought about, huh? 51 after the hour.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and TraumaMax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
The latest on what's happening in the nation's capital? Well, at least we have more meetings today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Talks about the federal government shutdown and looming debt crisis are shifting today to Senate Republicans, who will meet with President Obama. House Republicans met with the president yesterday and proposed a 6-week increase in the federal debt ceiling. A White House statement said no specific determination was made about how to proceed. A statement from House Speaker John Boehner called the White House meeting useful and productive and said communication between the two sides will continue. But late yesterday, there was a report the president was rejecting the 6-week debt ceiling increase idea because it didn't include anything about ending the partial government shutdown now in its 11th day. So where do we stand? Who knows? Former President Jimmy Carter is sounding off about the government shutdown, saying the world is looking at the shutdown and sees a democracy that isn't working.
If you ask a person, say, in many parts of Africa, Latin America, Asia, what is the basic human rights, they would say to have a decent place to live and to have food to feed my family, and to have a modicum of education and health care.
Apparently, there was a point in there somewhere. In an interview with USA Today, the former president did say Congress needs to follow the rules of a building site, and he pointed to the organization he's been a part of for so long, Habitat for Humanity, noting that everyone who works on a Habitat project pays attention to instructions for the well-being of everyone else, and all are working for the same goal. That doesn't sound like Congress. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Let's get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
At the closing bell yesterday, stocks posting big single-day gains. The Dow up 323 points, closing at 15,126. S&P with a 36-point gain. NASDAQ climbed almost 83. Consumer Reports calling for a recall of chicken processed by Foster Farms. The three processing plants in Merced and Fresno counties in California are linked to a salmonella outbreak that has spread to 18 states and sickened nearly 300 people. Customers are being urged to discard any chicken products with plant numbers P6137, P6137A, and P7632 on the label. Baseball playoff action. The Tigers over the A's in Oakland 3-0. Tigers win the division series in 5 and advance to the American League Championship Series Game 1 in Boston. Tigers and Red Sox tomorrow. Tonight it's the Cardinals and Dodgers in St. Louis, Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. Closing notes. First, the passing of a true American hero. He was the fourth man in space, the second to orbit the Earth. Scott Carpenter flew the second American manned orbital flight in May of 1962.
I am weightless and starting to fly while our turnaround. Oxygen is good.
Scott Carpenter, one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts. Their story is the stuff of legend, as depicted in the movie The Right Stuff. Carpenter was more than a pioneering astronaut. He also did long-duration underwater missions in something called Sea Lab back in the 60s. Scott Carpenter died in his native state of Colorado at the age of 88. And finally, over 100,000 fans expected to descend on Comic-Con in New York City, the gigantic convention that focuses on comic books, video games, toys, movies, pop culture, and general. It's underway and continues through Sunday. Comic-Con is completely sold out, by the way. Here's what some of the fans are saying as to why it is absolutely imperative for them to be there.
As a fan of comics in general, you have to do it if you love it.
There's a lot of people here. It's a fun time.
You go to work, you know, and you try to say, hey, did you see that new My Little Pony episode? And they'll go, you just look at you like, what's wrong with you? But over here, it's, hey, yeah, it's awesome.
Did he say My Little Pony? I'll tell you this, My Little Pony, if that's at this convention, I'll be there.
Until you all said it's messed with me.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.